You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast, brought to you by William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action that's coming up on Tuesday, the 8th of October, live on Racing Radio from 1:40pm with Gordon Brown, Paddy Aspel and Craig Forsyth. Going to be hopefully bringing in the action in the afternoon from Leicester and Catterick, which will have to survive morning inspections. We've also got Brighton and Galway in the afternoon, Chelmsford in the evening on the all-weather as well to look forward to. Here on the podcast though, my name's John Gibby, joined today by Tom Morley. Hello Tom, how are you?
Hi John, I'm very well, thank you.
Good to have you with us. How have things been recently?
Up and down, no winners last week, so that's obviously no good, but lots of winners the week before, so I suppose you have to take the rough with the smooth.
Does it level itself out at all? You're less disappointed by the week with no winners?
No, I'm probably more disappointed because I probably, you know, start thinking it's easy.
Well, wow.
No, I never think it's easy.
You don't want to fall into that trap.
The moment you think that, you're definitely in trouble.
Well, we're shortly going to get your thoughts on the action coming up on Tuesday. Before we do that, though, let's take a look at the Monday jury as we do every week on the Tuesday Racing Podcast. The questions that are being posed by the Racing Post to their panel of pundits, we ask to the person who joins us on the podcast. And there's only one place to start, Tom. Very simply, what did you make of the arc?
Well, I'll be honest, I was quite pleased because I backed the winner. Because, you know, with the ground, I thought was one interesting factor in the first place for Enable, and obviously that didn't help in the end. And I just felt that with the general euphoria about her racing there, there were some value alternatives. So,
yeah.
So I'm afraid, because I don't have much of a heart, I was quite happy.
There was no kind of feeling inside of you of, oh, wouldn't it have been good to have a three-time arc winner to experience that? Wouldn't it have been great for British racing?
Might have been great for British racing, but not for my pocket.
Right, okay.
So, no.
And if you own the three-time arc winner, then...
Then I would obviously have been really gutted. But no, I understand why, you know, there was so much sentiment attached to it, and in that terms of things, it was a shame. You know, Enable ran her heart out. I think the ground had probably just gone that little bit. I thought it was a good ride on the winner, kept it well away from Enable. So there was never going to be a battle. You know, by the time Volgeist got there, Enable would have only just seen it. So the bottom line is she ran very well, and just on the day, one picked her off. You know, she kicked from home, and I'm sure Frankie probably was sitting there thinking half a furlong out, well, what am I going to be saying in a few minutes to everyone?
We don't want to take anything away from the winner, who's been a consistent sort in these top middle distance races for a few years now, and really did deserve one of these big massive prizes, and he's got one, Valgeist.
He has, and I think that's quite what I sort of quite liked him. I thought, because I guess he's not trained over here, he perhaps doesn't necessarily ping into people's brains, or in certainly when the average punter's brains may be quite as much as the horses they know day in, day out. And he wasn't the only one I backed. I backed a couple of others, and they were all, if you like, non-UK or Ireland horses that I backed. But as you say, he's been a real consistent animal at the top of his game, you know, himself anyway. So obviously delighted for them. But
two related but different questions.
Mm-hmm.
Should Enable run again? Will Enable run again?
Should I would never say she should run again, because I don't think that's down for me to have such a strong, forceful opinion when it's none of my business.
If she was yours, would she run again?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. And she probably wouldn't have run this long if she had been mine. I'd have probably taken the cash off someone and she'd have been in the paddocks long ago. I think, to be honest, we've been quite spoilt that she's run so for so long anyway.
Yeah.
So if she was to come back, then I think that's an extra bonus for everyone.
So we'll wait and see what happens with Enabel, potentially having another run before retirement. But she came up short, unfortunately, in a bid for Three Arcs. Wildgeist was the winner. Let's look ahead now to next weekend. And we're going to start off with the Dewhurst on Saturday. Great card at Newmarket on Saturday. I was just looking at it earlier on, seem to remember this every year. You know, obviously got Group 1, got a number of other group races, got the Cesarewitch as well. And we're going to touch on a couple of those races. But starting off with Pinatubo in the Dewhurst, the question the Racing Post asked, has he any chinks?
As a horse, I would almost go for the answer of not really from what we've seen on the race course. I mean, Pinatubo just, certainly personally speaking anyway, from the very first run, I was like, wow, then wow again, then wow again. And it's been like that every time for me. I've never felt at any point that he was going to get beaten in any of those races. So it's not like I'm overly surprised he's won them, but the way he's won them is certainly been great. Has he any chinks? I guess, look, Newmarket can be a quirky track and some don't handle it. There's no doubt about that, whether it's just the place, the dip. And then, of course, looking outside again at the weather today, it's raining again and it's been raining and may well carry on raining. So there's a couple of fresh challenges.
All turf wins have been on good ground so far, so that's an interesting angle.
Exactly. So there's a couple of new challenges, but from what we've seen so far, there aren't any chinks, but now has another little obstacle to deal with, potentially.
And obstacles in terms of the horses that are taking on as well?
I would think if it was good ground,
yeah,
I wouldn't think they were particularly big obstacles.
You think
the track a tiny obstacle just because of the dip and so on, but I think I always think ground is such a crucial factor that would be another hurdle for him to overcome.
So in other words, it's
in
more,
equine sense,
yeah,
I don't see chinks. Conditions sense, there's some new challenges.
Well, day before, on Friday, we've got the Fillies Mile also at Newmarket, of course, part of a brilliant meeting there, another Group 1 contest. Are you in the quadrilateral camp at the Racing Post Sports Association? Supplemented for the race, of course, by trainer Roger Sheldon. I think this race is interesting, Tom, as well, because compared to the Dewhurst, even though quadrilateral was really impressive at Newbury last time out, there's a load of really unexposed fillies in here who have put in some very impressive performances and look very progressive sorts.
I think you've pretty much hit the nail on the head there. Quadrilateral, definitely respect, can understand why they're supplemented. I haven't got anything nasty to say about her or any quibbles with what she's done, but I think you make the point there that this is a different category of race to what she has faced so far. So, you know, I would not be two-footed in her camp at all. She's got to step up again. There's plenty of good horses, a lot of unexposed. We're also towards the back end of a long season. Some have run more, some have run less. And we all know that when a lot of the Irish horses beat each other at various times anyway, you've got a ground thing that will bring some forward and some back. So I'm much more on the fence with this one. I respect everything she's done, but I do just think this is a huge step up.
Do you have an eye on one of them in particular, maybe, to give her most to think about?
As I was glancing through them, I mean, is Jessica Harrington's actually the top official rated in it? That certainly would have a half a chance. Obviously, I respect, you never quite know definitely who's going to run from Aidan O'Brien, perhaps until literally declaration time.
Well, but Love is the top rated in terms of the horses that are currently entered.
Yeah. So I would probably be looking over the RSC, I've got to be honest. As to which one, probably would wait until the day and see exactly what the conditions are again. It always worries me this time of year with this, like, such a big question mark, especially looking at how unsettled it's been. I mean, Newmarket dries out pretty quick.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it carries on raining, it's going to struggle to dry out.
Looking at the big handicap on the Saturday, who do you fancy in the Cesarewitch?
Well, the last big handicap that I was asked about at Newmarket, the Cambridgeshire. I started mentioning lots of horses, and then, as we did it before the 5-day entries, I don't think many of them actually got entered in the end. So I'm very, very tentatively looking at, I mean, Time to Study has caught plenty of people's eyes. I mean, we know Ian Williams, not just on the flat, let's be honest, Ian Williams is a good trainer at everything he does. I did, when looking through, I can't help but feel this is a, and I'm sure the Ebor's going to end up, you know, you've got a lot of Willie Mullins horses.
Mm.
You know, it's suddenly becoming, I always a bit rudely say you've got to have quite a slow horse anyway, haven't you, for the Cesarevich, but, you know, you've got a lot more, I think, just more and more jumps trainer horses trying to get into this type of race. There's big prizes, and you, I don't know, it's probably set up more for the bigger battalions these days, so there's any number of Willie Mullins horses that, come the day, again, I'll be looking down and trying to work head or tail, and it will be very difficult, I think, because, again, a lot of them are very rarely seen on the flat, pretty unexposed. So I would think, and then, of course, we've got Mark Prescott, haven't we? It's Mark Prescott, who's trained Timoshenko particularly for this race, and that wouldn't be the first time he's done something like that. So there's a few that catch my eye. I'd probably, at this moment, I think Timoshenko does, and Time to Study out of, if you like, the ones over here.
Yeah.
And then again, on the day when I see exactly who's coming over from Willie Mullins, I might have a little browse through his runners.
It's the 4th day at Newmarket on Saturday. This is Sarah Witch. It's live here on William Hill Racing Radio, of course.
There's quite a lot of Aidan O'Brien horses in it as well, aren't there?
Yeah. It's interesting. It's...
And well, those horses are often, it's a bit like a lot of them are entered in the sales this month as well, each year. Not many actually turn up.
Yeah.
And as I'm going through the catalogue and looking, trying to make head or tail of some of the form of some of the horses that might be entered in this, it's tricky.
Well, a lot of the O'Brien runners that are entered in the race are the sorts where they've still shown a useful level of form, but at the end of the day, that operation wants to be training Group 1 winners, and these aren't going to be Group 1 winners like the Barbados, Eminence, Cypress Creek.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's very hard to weigh up, and if they've come third or fourth or even second in the odd group race in Ireland, trying to work out how that form correlates to racing over here, especially in handicaps, very, very tricky.
Let's look back now on the Saturday that's just gone. Who caught your eye from the strong action on Saturday?
I will confess I did not watch a huge amount of racing on Saturday because I was at football. Dakota Gold just seems to be going from strength to strength, and obviously I quite like my sprinters, so that would catch my eye. I watched Rorke's come fourth in the Group 3 as well. So those two races I did actually get to see. Everyone's pointed out how impressive Kinross looked. I think Summer Sands up at Redcar was always due to win that two-year-old trophy. So, to be honest, I would have thought I'm going to go with Dakota Gold purely because I think he is the type of horse who, if he continues to progress, he really ought to be able to take that step up again.
And final question for the Monday Jury this week. Looking further ahead, identify one horse who can make a splash on Champions Day. Nearly upon us once again, Tom.
Yeah, when is that? That's only Saturday.
Week on Saturday, yeah.
Yeah. Stradivarius, I'm sure, will turn up and you know, really probably ought to mop up the long distance race.
Trying to find something to beat Stradivarius has sort of become a little bit old at this stage.
I think it's
kind of the fashionable thing back end of last season, beginning of this season, and now I think most people have just given up with it.
Yeah, I think so. So, you know, I'm sure it'll be interesting to see what the ground's like, because obviously so late in the season we've had a few washouts, haven't we, at times. The sprint race interests me, but as I look down the names of advertised Hello Hume Zane, and I'm not like bowled over, so it's a tricky one. I like Ben Battle, so I hope Ben Battle wins. That's probably who I hope the most would win it, you know, from the memory bank.
Good performance from Ben Battle. Was it two Saturdays ago?
Yeah. I think it was two Saturdays ago. Absolutely. So, you know, and I like a horse like that. Gone and done it all over the place and keeps coming back for more. So I'm hoping Ben Battle wins.
Well, that was the Monday Jury. Let's look ahead now to the action that's coming up on Tuesday. And Tom, you've come up with two selections for us for the day's racing. Why don't you let us know where the first one's going to run?
Okay, well, I came up with three, didn't I? But you would rather I veered away from Wanakatrick or Leicester, just so that something's on.
So we have a definite runner here. Well, of course, we hope we got the racing from all of the meetings. But
yeah, so I will do the Leicester and Chelmsford. But just to say, I did quite like Lady Calcaria and the 4:25 at Catterick, if the meeting goes ahead. But we'll go to Leicester, and it's the 5:05 race to start with, an apprentice handicap over 7 furlongs. And obviously we're trying to go for some that are mudlarks, really, aren't we, with the weather forecast. And, you know, hopefully Leicester goes on. And I'm going to go with the top horse here, Stallone. I mean, it's only won the once so far, but definitely seems better on turf than on the all-weather. And the win was when it was bottomless, and that was at Nottingham. And basically, there's lots of form from Stallone when there's cut in the ground. Stayed on last time at Nottingham. That was 6 furlongs. So you can see why they're now moving up to 7. There's been a few times when Stallone stayed on in trips. So I think that could be a helpful. And I think just the fact he loves conditions is pretty paramount. And when you look down some of the opposition, first of all, most of them don't like winning.
Well, that's always an issue.
That's exactly. That's quite useful in a racehorse to be able to win. And most of them are not very good at it. You've got a horse like, I mean, I certainly respect Eponina. I mean, I think that goes on cut, even though perhaps happiest on fast ground. It's been a bit in and out this season and has been declared on Wednesday as well if this meeting doesn't go ahead. So I'd give Eponina a shout as a danger to the selection Stallone, and perhaps the Ray Guest horse, Extasia, who's very unexposed, not run many times yet, and who has a family that do like a bit of cut. So there might be a bit more to come from that. But I thought, you know, with Stallone loving the conditions, this could well set up quite nicely for him.
Okay, what about the pick at Chelmsford then?
Yeah, and I've actually done it. Chelmsford started before this race at Leicester, so I've gone backwards in time, I'm afraid. I went in the first race, the 4:40, which is just a claimer at Chelmsford, and it's a trappy little claimer, but to me this strikes me as a race where there's a couple of horses who might already have done their best by now. And I'm going to go with Constanzia, Jamie Osborne's horse, who gets a bit of weight from a couple, so isn't actually badly in at the weights, even though he's got a lower rating, certainly, than Dragon Command and Mac McCarthy. Constanzia has won at Chelmsford. I think that's always crucial. It was over 6, but then did run well over 7 the next time. And I think the dropping class, I know Constanzia's perhaps struggled a little bit the last couple of times elsewhere, but I think the dropping class will help that one come back to form. And I do think that the main rivals, probably certainly betting-wise, well, Chromium won last time, but that was a seller, first-time visor. You know, this is a tougher race, and the visor might not work as well. But the two at the front of the market, probably Dragon Command and Mac McCarthy, are the two that, if you like, have sort of campaigned at a higher level, but I'm worried their best days are behind them. Dragon Command won a novice, which was on the first start after being gelded up at Hamilton. And there'd been some pretty strong form prior to that in novice company, but I just feel the form's drifted away. So I'm a bit worried about Dragon Command going forward. And Mac McCarthy, also after winning a couple of handicaps, has gone shooting up the ratings, and again, just seems to have plateaued. So I think maybe they've done their bit, and now Constanzia, getting the weight from them in this race, can win again.
Constanzia for Tom Morley in the 4:40 at Chelmsford, their opener on Tuesday evening or Tuesday afternoon. That's Live on Racing Radio, in addition to the afternoon meetings. Brighton and Galway definitely going to be taking place. We'll hope to bring you from Leicester and Catterick as well, if those go ahead. So join us tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Racing Podcast. And Tom, thanks for being with us today.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.